The Eusychian Ethic, Part 1, from the Abraham Maslow Audio Collection. Copyright 2009 by the estate of Abraham Maslow. All rights reserved. This recording was made in 1969 at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, California. Recordings from the Maslow Audio Collection are available from abrahammaslow.com.
I guess I could say the thing that I've been doing, which is part of what I'd like to be doing during the next year or two, is to try to work up more explicitly, more carefully the, I've been calling it the Eusychian ethic and the Eusychian politics and Eusychian philosophy. And this is at the back of this second edition of Toward the Psychology of Being. There's an addendum there, which is a list of all sorts of organizations like Esalen and others which overlap with it in spirit, anyhow, in philosophy, in purport, you know, about where they're going. Only nobody's bothered to write it up. Nobody's bothered to make it explicit about what lies behind all this effort. And certainly nobody's tried to make explicit the implicit philosophy behind Esalen and NTL and Manas and Synanon and all the other, there's about 60 or 70 organizations and journals and groups there. And part of this large enterprise, which I hope to continue with, and perhaps we can talk about, part of that, which I conceive to be of rounding out the credo, the philosophy, which I consider to be a new one, new in the utmost sense, new in the sense that there was an Einsteinian revolution or a Freudian revolution or a Marxian revolution, that there is a new image of man, there's a new image of society, that there are new directions to go in, that there are new value systems which are being forged, and that there are, in effect, a new, I won't say a new religion, but a religion surrogate, kind of a successor to religion, which means a way of living, a way of feeling, a way of perceiving, and that this something new is now in the process of being forged.